This is Memories Burn Like a Forest Fire by Bittercape. Marvel Cinematic Universe and DCU Comics fanfic. It is rated T and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships Gotham City and Natasha Romanoff, Natasha Romanoff and Jason Todd, and Gotham City and Jason Todd. Additional tags include Witch Natasha Romanoff, Missing Memories, Dead Joker, Natasha kills the Joker for Jason, Gotham City is part of Jason Todd, Urban Fantasy, and Magic. Summary. She can feel it as soon as she crosses the city limits. This place is different. She knew before going, but even if she didn't, she would have felt it in her skin, in her lungs, in the way every hair on her body stands to attention and sizzles, bursting with electricity. Gotham. She can feel it as soon as she crosses the city limits. This place is different. She knew before going, but even if she didn't, she would have felt it on her skin, in her lungs, in the way every hair on her body stands to attention and sizzles, bursting with electricity. Gotham. Trying to sink her teeth into her tender skin, absorb her and own her and eat her alive. Natasha won't let her, but there's no need to be rude about it. So she sits down at the crossroads. He appears out of the mist, like a wraith made of brick, soundless and fluid and suddenly there, solid like a mountain. "Witch," he says, half in greeting and half a statement of fact. "Gotham," she answers, and he laughs. Canines showing, pointed and sharp and longer than they should be. "In part," he says, and sinks down to sit beside her. "What brings you here?" "I have a job to do," she says. She doesn't volunteer anything else, because she doesn't know, and he doesn't ask. There was a time, not long ago, that Natasha was unaware of her magic. If she thinks hard about it, she knows she has forgotten several times, sometimes for decades. Unfortunately, if she thinks too hard for too long, she starts bleeding from her eyes, so she generally avoids it. What she does know is that her magic guides her, leads her to the things she must do, and now it has led her to Gotham. And here she is. She sees him sometimes while she waits. A heavy hand over half the city, protective and gentle. A whisper in the shadows. Eyes watching, but not scrutinizing. He is like her, in a way, she thinks. Similar, but not the same. She doesn't know what her job is, so she waits. And while she waits, she gets comfortable. Finds a place to stay, makes it a home in the small ways that count. Tea in the cupboard, herbs on the windowsill, candles on the table and on the nightstand and on the bathroom counter, a worn blanket given to her from a neighbor on a cold morning. And then, one evening, she sits up on her cheap sofa and knows. Not even an hour later, the alarms go off citywide. "Arkham breakout," the neighbor with the blanket tells her. "Shelter in place while the bats deal with it." Natasha nods and goes back inside her tiny apartment, and then she leaves through the window instead. She's sure she cuts a dramatic figure, standing in the middle of the square, a lone figure against the oncoming storm. Her hair flutters in the wind before the sky cracks open and the rain pours down. She waits. Although not for long. A little spider, a voice says with a manic cackle at the end. She looks up to see her prey a mere 5 steps away, tall and skinny and menacing, white-skinned and red-lipped, and with green hair dyed dark by the rain. The creature opens his mouth, no doubt to let her know of his horrifying plans for her, and she lifts her hand and burns him to smoking cinders before he can get another word out. There should, by rights, be remains on the ground. There's not. He's gone, a trace of smoke blowing away as Gotham breathes in around her, and the rain stops and the sky clears overhead. The stars are bright here, brighter than they should be in the middle of the city. Natasha smiles and goes back home. We've met before, she says. It's a question, even if it isn't phrased or spoken like one. I think so, he says from the shadows. They meet on a rooftop, as feels right for this place. Natasha is as comfortable above the city as she is below, and she doesn't mind. I remember you younger, she says, and she can see him as through an overlay, smoother and fresher and infinitely angrier, but he is the same. Blackbird, she adds. I remember you just as you are now, he answers, although your magic was hidden. Black Widow. He sits down beside her on the edge, looks out over the city. His city. The city that is part of him. You killed the clown, he says. You did not, she answers, and there's no judgment in it, but he flinches nevertheless. I couldn't, he whispers. I wanted to. I know, she says. It's a simple fact, after all. I owe you, Red Hood says, and she knows his favors are more than valuable, rare and precious. That's not why she smiles as she looks back out over the skyline. Maybe this place can be a little bit hers as well.